just looking at time. Stenlaw?
Yes.
You're here for the airports?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then to, just for a little housekeeping here, we may, is anyone here for the edible foods? Anyone here in the room for edible? Ms. Hollis, right? And just looking at it, I might skip around just a little bit. For the ski park, I see there's a few people here for that. I'm sure we have a few online. So I think what I might do is this one. Because edible foods, may take 45 minutes. So I may do the airport and skip the public hearing and do the ski park. So staff and public can comment on that, because I know that will take a little bit of time to dialogue everything there. So just to let everybody know, we'll do airports, and then I'll go down to the ski lift after that. I know I skip around sometimes, it throws people off, so I'm cautious of doing that. Ms. Stemba?
Yes, my name is Angie Stemba. I'm the Transportation Service Manager, and I'm here to present an update on the current airport activities. I have here with me my airport team. We contracted with Kimley and Horn and Associates for all architectural, engineering, and special services in 2021. And I'd like to introduce some Carol Ford. She is our airport. Did you wait here? She is our airport federal, state, and grant specialist. She came here from Redwood Shores, California. Keith Hildebrandt, right next to her, professional engineer. He is our project manager, and he's here from Reno. Andrew Scanlon, he's airport project planner, and he flew in here from Utah to be with us here today. And I think you all know Steve. Oh, sorry. Steve Serdell. Steve Serdell joined our transportation team in September of last year and has been a great asset to us and our community, and we're really lucky to have Steve. So I'd like to discuss our current and future FAA grants, the bipartisan infrastructure law, which we call Bill, which is a grant, as well as our CARE Act grants that we have received these last few years. And this is for our three main airports, Siskiyou, Weed, and Scott Valley. Steve and I have met a few times with the Forest Service and CAL FIRE to discuss their needs, both at Scott Valley and Siskiyou County Airport. And we are currently using CARE Act funds to meet those needs for this upcoming year and for the future at our airports. Neither Forest Service or Caltrans had any interest in Weed, only because they said it's small and it fills up too fast, and it just does, Weed Airport does not work for them. So, I don't know, I think that you'll have probably a lot of questions for Keith, our engineer. I don't know if you want to come up here just in case. I think we'll start with Weed. Weed, right now, we currently have an FAA grant. We are in a design grant, which Keith is working on, to reconstruct the taxiway apron and to remove three connectors to the runway. Construction starts in 2023, and it will be completed in 2 to 3 phases. And those phases depend on the FAA and what our district officer says what funds we have. Then for Weed also, we have the BILF money that we're receiving. It's $110,000 a year for the next 5 years. So we are using those funds for our airport plans. We have an ALP and a PMMP.
What was that?
The airport layout plan.
Okay.
And the PMMP is the pavement management plan.
Thank you.
And those are two plans. In order to receive federal funds, we have to have in place. For our CARES Act funds there, We've been able to meet a lot of needs at the Weed Airport, like replace the sewer line, inspect and repair fuel tanks. We replaced reflectors, painting. We're currently looking at relocating a security fence, and we're installing new money boxes.
We own the fuel tanks?
We own the fuel tanks, yes. Not the fuel. Fuel tanks.
No.
So that's what's going on with Weed. We're very excited to get started on the construction. We're actually going to be discussing the plans later today and going out and looking at some things that we... for Scott Valley, we just...
Do you want to take questions at each airport?
Sure, let's do that. I think that's a good idea.
So on Weed, with regard to the taxiway, because this has been in play for 16 years, I'm sure Kimberly and Horn are aware of that, and I know FAA's gotten in the way to some of this funding that's messed us up, I'll call it that. But the biggest concern has been that the cracks in the taxiway. Are we doing anything to patch that up? Because I know some of them are fairly wide, and wide enough to where even the tires can't make it across them. How are we dealing with that in the interim?
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Heath Hildebrandt, Kimberly Horn. We have a plan. The condition of the pavement out there, unfortunately, is so low that it's really not practical to repair the cracks at this point. So really, the plan we have is to go through and pulverize, basically grind up all the asphalt pavement and mix that with the aggregate base that's below the existing asphalt, recompact that material, reuse it as base on site, so we won't have to bring in any new aggregate base material, and we won't have to haul off any material at all. So we're going to recycle all that material, mix it all together, compact it, and give you a nice, clean, fresh layer of asphalt on top on the taxiway.
But that'll be in 2023, correct?
Yes.
So what about in the interim? Because I know we get complaints. I don't know how else to say it. There's a lot of activity in there. And what are we doing to, I guess, offset that? I'll call it a liability, because it is.
Yeah, we're moving forward with design right now of improvements to try to repair the cracks as quickly as possible. So we actually have a meeting with Angie this afternoon to try to address some of those concerns. There's some areas that are worse than others, correct?
Right.
So we're trying to address some of those stopgap issues, see if we can come up with some emergency repair options for you all to try to act as a band-aid until we can fully address the issue.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, on to Scott Valley Airport. We finished a slurry seal a few years back, and it looks wonderful out there. It's a beautiful airport. We do not currently have an FAA project planned at this time. With the bill funds, Scott Valley is receiving $159,000 a year for the next 5 years, and we'll be using that towards the airport layout plan and the pavement management plans at that airport as well. The last time the plans were produced for any of our airports, I believe we're in the 80s, so it's definitely due for updated plans. For the CARE Act funds, we have added road base to the parking lot, replaced reflectors, painted the semicircle, segmented circle, repaired hangars due to the effects of the helicopter activity out there last summer. We've worked with the Forest Service and provided supplies to repair the tower steps. We've provided the steps and they did the work. We're installing new money boxes. We're going to be replacing the fuel car lock and dispenser. And then also we're looking into the end of the runway. There's some repair that needs to be done. And Kinley and Horn is looking into that as well. Everything we have going on with the plans in place, we'll be able to see if this can be funded by an FAA grant or the CARES Act funds or the bill funds would be the best way to go. So that's it with Scott Valley.
On Scott Valley, we had a lot of issues with through-the-fence operations with FAA over the years. there's too many helicopters to be housed right on the airport itself. Have those issues with FAA been resolved, or is there a plan to resolve them? Because this isn't going to go away. The issue isn't going to go away.
Right. So basically what you're saying, the Forest Service needs more rain on the airport?
Yeah, they do, typically. What's important about Scott Valley, those who don't know, is Scott Valley Airport is used as the helibase for the west side of the county during fire operations. Often upward between 15 and 25 helicopters will come in to support those operations, sometimes for months. And through the fence operations has been an issue in the past. The other thing with mixed with rotary and fixed wing isn't very well accommodated at that airport because of its size. Often necessitating some kind of a temporary air traffic controller coming in. I guess I'm looking for any thoughts long term how this could be managed, because this isn't going to change.
Right. we're currently, we talked with the Forest Service and they would like some helo nets out there. And, Andrew, no, go ahead. So we're currently working with them as far as what location and how that would work for them. They want us to come up with the land and they'll install the helipads themselves. So that's something we're currently discussing with them.
Is there any way to control the FAA's satisfaction with the operations that occur? Storing helicopters on alfalfa fields, it was basically what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the airport expanding that big, but there is an opportunity almost on an annual basis for the Forest Service to lease land from adjacent landowners for these kind of operations, but control of ingress and egress inside the fence has been an issue.
Yes. Yeah. And we are aware of that issue.
Yeah, so Andrew Scanlon with Kimley Horn, I'm on the airport planning side of things. So one of the things that Andrew was mentioning for Scott Valley is looking ahead to using some of the bill money is looking at an airport layout plan. And as part of that airport layout plan process, we'd be looking at that longer term solution that you're asking about. So short term, Andrew kind of explained there's some consideration to build some pads out there, longer term to try to help solve the issue, that would be part of that airport layout plan study, and it involved coordination with various stakeholders, including the Forest Service, to try to understand what their needs are and how they can be accommodated.
They have a large presence, as you know.
Yeah.
There, and to the somewhat trained eye, it doesn't appear that there's a lot of separation, if you will, at the airport and being able to conduct those helo operations with private planes coming and going.
Yeah, and when they come in, you know, obviously they have very specific reasons they're in, and they're kind of taking over the airfield, basically.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Which irritates my constituents.
Sure.
Yeah, when there's a lot of fire activity, we do close down the airport to add a NOTAM that there's no in and out traffic for the airplanes. We had to do that last year. There was so much activity at Siskiyou and Scott.
Well, I guess I'm looking for a long-term plan on
how
that's managed rather than just a complete shutdown, because it does affect commerce in the valley.
Yeah.
With fire being a two-month event every year, we can't afford to do that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a concern. Okay, I'll go on to the Siskiyou County Airport. This year, we 2023, we are applying for an FAA grant to conduct the airport layout plan, and I'll be bringing this back to the board for approval. We're kind of excited to get started on this plan. Siskiyou County, I guess, is probably the biggest asset we have with our airports for being so large, and the infrastructure is just kind of falling apart, so the airport layout plan is going to really tell us a lot. With the bill funds, we receive $110,000 a year for the next 5 years. and we'll be using that for our PMMP plan and anything that the ALP plan discovers and we can move forward with. With our CARE Act funds, we've repaired some cracks temporarily on the apron. We've done painting of the numbers in the segmented circle. We're repairing and inspecting the fuel tank, replacing the card lock and fuel dispenser. We've replaced two pumps, reflectors. We're also looking into repairing or replacing the septic tank near the Forest Service building. Installing the new money boxes and as well as some security fencing and access road repairs. So this is with our CARE Act funds. Each airport received about $80,000 over the next, I guess, each grant was 4 years, so over the next 8 years to spend that $80,000 on repairs.
Back to
are you coming back to Scott Valley?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm going to come back to EMS again and the reload base at Scott Valley Airport, or excuse me, the county airport. I've been approached multiple times by Senator Feinstein's office and by Congressman Mamalfa about establishing a permanent caretaker base there. I know it can handle even DC-10s.
Yes.
So what I'd be looking for in the plan is what would it take to be able to land them there. I understand because of the unconstrained nature of that airport, they can't land there currently, and which during fire operations, which we have plenty of, DC-10 has to return to Sacramento to be able to reload that quadruples their return time. The other thing that the Congressman and I have been looking at is the tremendous boon in the economy this would bring to the county if we had such a base there. So I think the county ought to be forward-looking in being able to embrace this, because we've struggled with this board of trying to figure out what to do with that airport. An air tanker base there would be a great boon, and it would also relieve the air traffic congestion in Medford. We see up there because it's difficult to get an air taker in and out a lot of times up there because of the commercial traffic. So I really want to see this plan focus on what the future of this airport is regarding emergency operations.
Absolutely.
So if I could just add to this, because one of the things we struggle with airports, my perception is we do not make money on airports. It's subsidized by the general plan, but the value of goodwill, when we talk about fire and all those kinds, which is now more elevated. So when we look at this stuff, I would like to have figures of what we're, because we've got to figure that out, what it's cost us, right? Because
yes,
it's going to cost us something.
Well, I think we need to get the money if we have a plan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we might get the money, but we still got to maintain it. There's no free money around here, unfortunately. So, you know, I want to know what that costs, what it's costing us ongoing every year to maintain each and every airport. I think that's valuable information. You mentioned Scott Valley, the commerce piece to it. That's the first time I've heard that piece to it. So what's the value of that? Because that doesn't come to us. We're the ones that are outlaying the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and that has been an ongoing problem with all three of them.
Because it's so easy to say, we don't make money on an airport. There's more to it than just, you know. Because I use the stage bus as an example. You know, it costs us money to run the stage bus, but we got to do it.
My push on the tanker base, Supervisor, is that if it were established as a federal facility, the maintenance would come with it.
Yes.
In theory.
No, they pay for the use. I'm Carol Ford, and I'm the Ford and Associates, and I help with the grants and a lot of different aspects, especially interfacing with the FAA. And Supervisor Haupt, you're correct. The Forest Service pays a lot for using your airport, and it's a really good idea. But not only that, all these infrastructure grants and the AIP, Airport Improvement Program grants, which are the base FAA grants which you get, they are that helps the whole economy of the whole region, and that helps the county because then you get increased sales taxes.
I think I alluded to that. There's more to it than just a straightforward dollar cost, what it's costing us.
Yes.
You know, when we talk about grants, you know, a lot of us, we have to match it.
Yes, it's a 5% match, and the state matches 5%, and then you get 90%. So it's the best 5 cents you can spend for the other 95 cents that you get from grants.
If it was just 5 cents, I'd be happy, but I'm a little more skeptical where we come up with the money, because we have a flatline budget. You know, that's the problem we've been dealing with since Supervisor Costa has been on this board for years. You know, airports, you know, we can't get rid of them. They have too much value as the main airport out there, and the Weed Airport. That's our main, you know, to me, is our commerce airport. That I see, anyways. So, you know, I'm just trying to find that balance point, because my constituents would ask, why are you spending money? You don't benefit the South County.
I don't have an airport to spend money on.
I'm sure that they appreciate the benefit of firefighting. And they certainly, last year, there was a huge benefit to have airports.
We've always had firefighting, and we utilize all the assets. So I don't think that's not an issue for me. You know, we want that. We need that, of course. That, to me, tips the scale the other side, because I think when I first got on, I was like, which airports are we shutting down?
Yes, and that's one thing I wanted to compliment the county on, because many counties don't appreciate the value of their airports, and we have to explain why it's valuable, but I think everyone on this board understands that. It's a question of financing, and we also petitioned the FAA for 100% finance grants, and in fact, Supervisor Haupt, when you talked to Senator Feinstein's office and Representative LaMalfa's office, it would be a good idea to tell them that when we had 100% grants last year, that was valuable to everybody, because many rural and smaller counties and airports can't afford the match at all. So you forego that other 95 cents because you can't have your 5 cents match. So that is something that we all need to petition the federal government, which is the FAA funding, for, because they have given 100% grants. We need them again.
To the chair. When they approach me, they're not looking for a grant. What they're looking for is legislation to support this. Mm-hmm. And the question always to me is, what's the plan and how much does it cost, so I know what to legislate?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm advocating that we have a fully developed plan so that it can be presented at the federal level for compensation through legislation.
Excellent. Well, that's what we're all working for.
And I think within that, it's wrong going with about what it's costing us, because that, to me, is skin in the game at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going after you, hey, we're vested in that. In that.
Mm-hmm.
But my constituents would ask, where is that money? Where are you getting that money? Why are we spending that money? Like any of us would get when we talk about constituents, right? Where we're allocating scarce resources.
But it does come, I mean, if they own a gas station, if they own a shop where people might get lunch, or if they own a hotel, they're getting the money that way, because when the construction happens, many, many workers come in to every day need lunch.
And my argument would be those are the cities that are getting the benefit, because we don't have restaurants in the county. We don't have that many gas stations. Again, I don't want to get into that argument. You know, again,
okay.
I'm just, what my position was, why are we spending that kind of money?
Sure.
And what's the return? So I can explain it articulately.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone gets the fire piece to it. No one's going to deny that. But we just heard about how we shut down an airport because of fire, right? I mean, to me, it's
well,
like that's
what we're working on, a plan.
And I think that's why I'd like to hear that the long term is to get plans for every airport. And there has to be, within that, my wish is to have a cost structure of what it's costing the county. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I base my decision on all the factors, not one factor.
Thank you.
Supervisor Cuffson?
And I think one of the things that we forget about, we can't abandon them because there's money owed if we do that because of the grants that we've taken over the years. So we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot. And yeah, there isn't a lot of money that comes from operating them, I agree. But emergency services, firefighting, I mean, those are the only things that are left out there that it can at least boost that revenue. I know Weed in particular for air ambulance services, we've been trying to get that off the ground for a long time, but we're waiting for the, what is it? It's the radar thing that they can come in, you know, during fog so that they, you know, I forget what they call it. Help me out here, airport guys.
I think you're referring to an instrument approach.
Yeah, so that they can just come in if it is foggy or whatever. But
yeah.
I think we have one on hold somewhere in the federal government that we've been waiting for. Do we know what the status is?
No,
it's kind of
aware.
The Weed.
Yeah.
It was coming to weed. John Kohlfelt knows about it.
Okay.
So check with him, because he's been an advocate for that for a very long time, and it's one of the reasons we air ambulance won't locate there is because we don't have that instrument.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you.
I think that the development of Siskiyou County Airport will also help in bringing more commerce to the area, and I think it's been underutilized for years, and I'm delighted that there are plans afoot to get it more developed, because then you'll have more commerce in that end of the county too.
Supervisor Thompson?
No.
Supervisor Over?
Pick me. We have had that conversation already, and that is exactly where I want to take it. Of course, emergency services are first and foremost, but with the improvements that can be made, especially at the Siskiyou County Airport, I would love to see UPS, FedEx, airlines coming in there, delivering packages, having multiple bigger businesses come in there, build the commerce out there, be able to utilize that airport to increase benefit to this community, this entire county, and build that airport to make us better, more viable in this community. And we can do that. There's no reason that airport cannot be useful and beneficial to this community. You guys can help us do that.
Yes, that's our aim. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Did you have anything? I'll have just a few comments. I agree with the need to push for the Siskiyou Airport, absolute. The economic benefit and the tanker potential and those things out there are wonderful. I'm just going to bring up another airport, the Butte Valley Airport.
Yes.
I know, from a public safety standpoint, it's a great location. I drive the ambulance to meet a helicopter. Also, this last fire season was used very extensively by the Forest Service. So, it's not a base airport in the sense that there's not 10 or more planes there. So, we don't get the minimum amount from the FAA on that airport. But is there any other source of funding for the other benefits that airport does provide to that valley?
No, we don't.
We've been looking into that. That's something that Angie and I have discussed and figured out ways to have more based aircraft there, because that would help. And also, I know that there's been a discussion about having the tribe run the airport. Well, they could run it, but if they own it, you won't be eligible. Tribes aren't eligible for a match. I've tried to get that law changed for a long time, but I haven't been successful yet. So it's best for the County of Siskiyou to keep ownership of that airport and work with the tribes for their use of it, but you would be able to get more money with you owning it. And we're looking for ways to get you to have greater grant potential. And not just FAA AIP grants, but there are state grants and also economic development grants, that kind of thing.
Yes, okay.
We've talked about that.
That's wonderful. I'll follow up with I guess, through Stumbach.
Okay.
In the future on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is some commerce out there, some commerce and usage, and convenience and those sorts of things. Yeah. I just use as a great training location for planes. You'll see that because it's low traffic. There's definitely a benefit there. It's just none of those benefits pay much, so it's trying to find that benefit that does pay for it.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, absolutely. Sure.
Yes.
Sorry.
Were you finished?
Yes.
I have one question before you leave. The board's been waiting. I haven't seen it. Maybe the rest of the board has. We've been waiting for quite a while for FAA to acknowledge whether or not they were going to forgive the fees on some of the airports we decided to close. And have they responded? It's been well over 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, right. The FAA just recently took it off the NEPAS, which it's no longer an airport.
We're in discussion about that because I appreciate what you're saying, and I don't think Siskiyou County should have to close for something that the Forest Service wants to close. That's Happy Camp. And
well, Happy Camp and Butte Valley, I think there were
we haven't decided on Butte Valley.
Well, there were a lot of fees associated with them. Right. We were asking you questions.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's the $54,000, and at this time there is no forgiveness of that grant. We've looked into that. That would be something that we owe back to closing Happy Camp. And that's pending, as well as it's pending with the Forest Service. They want us to remove the runway.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, having been a former employee, that is required agency policy. When a use permit expires, that you return it to the National Forest character.
Right. we did a lot of research. I know Steve did a lot of research. We actually found out that the Forest Service owned the runway.
So the research that I uncovered was, I'm sorry, my name is Steve Serdahl, the transportation coordinator for Siskiyou County. Is back in 1952, the county and the Forest Service came together and came up with the idea that they wanted to put an airport out of Happy Camp.
Okay.
The United States Forest Service actually laid the runway for Happy Camp and then turned it over to the county. So it's our interpretation to turn it back over to them the way we received it, that is with a runway. So we are in discussion with the Forest Service as we speak now. They have obviously a different view than we do, but it's still in negotiation stages, and they're not hard pressing us, and we still have plenty of time on the land lease agreement. Is that what it is?
It's permit.
Use permit. So I think it's due to expire in
28?
Yeah, October of 2028. So we have some time to continue this negotiation.
That's new news to me. I was only born 2 years later. That's definitely history. I don't know. I don't want to belabor this conversation because I could talk about Air Force all day long. But interesting, because there had, you know, in federal law, that would be a gift of public funds. It's illegal to give it to an entity after you invested federal dollars doing it. So I'm wondering if there was a reciprocation, a cost share agreement in exchange for the investment that the agency made at the time. Have you found anything of that?
No, I have not. It actually, in 1952, I keep referring back to that, it Happy Camp Airport was listed as a United States Forest Service asset, and then the following year, the United States Forest Service asset fell off and it became a Siskiyou County asset.
If I might, Supervisor,
go ahead.
The reason for that, the reason they gave it to the county, is that FAA grants can't go from one federal agency, the FAA, to another federal agency, the Forest Service. So the Forest Service gave it to you, really for their benefit. So I don't know why the county has to pay back the money that you did this deal for. And so I'm asking, I've contacted with Steve and Angie to contact this Caltrans Division of Aeronautics to see if there's a way that they don't, you, the county, doesn't have to pay back that $54,000. I think it's ridiculous, because it's the Forest Service should help you pay it.
One more question, sorry.
Go ahead.
In all your history of Happy Camp Air Force, does the Forest Service hold a bond for the airport due to the lease, which is normally required, but it sounds like...
I haven't read anything about a bond.
I don't know either.
That's too bad. We could walk away from it and they could take the bond and we'd be done with this, but...
We'll find out.
We just recently tore down the last hangar that was built years and years ago, which we recognize as one of our obligations. So a year ago, the first hangar went down, and we just took down the second hangar. So that part of our obligation has been met.
Thank you.
That's right, Your Honor.
So one of the things that we've been told in the past with regard to the payback, if we close an airport, is that funding, instead of going to, say, the FAA, could be used within the airport infrastructure that we have currently. Now, I don't know if that's still true or if you know that, but that's something we've been told in the past.
Supervisor, I've never heard that.
Okay.
But the way you could close an airport is if you opened another airport. That would be that the FAA, of which the FAA approved something similar to take that traffic, but that's not the case we're discussing here, as far as I know.
I don't need another airport.
We can't afford another airport. Even
no
with free
gigs.
Money, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't even think.
Well, there's one in Forks of Salmon. Maybe we could develop that one.
Appreciate your presentation here. And
yes.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll take
and
a
I
break
have a few
here.
Things to come back. Thank you.
We'll take a break here. Next, we'll do public hearings.